Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey, Tim. How you doing today?
I am well. How are you, David?
I'm pretty good. Today, we've got a great topic, 5 additional services you can upsell to your clients.
Yeah, and one thing I want to say before we dive in is you'll find the slightly different answers depending on where you're looking, but somewhere between it's 6 times and 10 times easier to retain a existing customer and sell them something new compared to finding and signing a new customer. And so that's kind of the philosophy behind this episode is things that you can sell to your existing clients that have already given you money, they already know you, they already trust you.
Yeah, Tim's a little bit younger than I am. And what I used to hear in my younger days was 80% of your income is going to come from 20% of your business, which means, loosely translated, is the customers who do business with you are going to continue to do business with you. So don't know if that made sense at all, but
no, I like that. That's great.
Or even if I quoted it correctly, but that's what I used to hear when I was young and growing up. And it's really true. It is. It's a lot easier to have people that already use and trust you and use your services to upsell them for other products and services that you may offer. So we're going to give you 5 today. Obviously, there's more than 5. These are 5 that I think are low-hanging fruit for the web design business. So first one on our list, number 1, is maintenance or service agreements. Tim and I have talked about these in the past. You know, if you do updates, security, software, you know, backups, that kind of stuff, offer some type of maintenance plan for your clients. And that's a real low hanging fruit. So,
yeah, definitely. And one that often goes along with the maintenance or service agreements is hosting. Some companies will bundle hosting with the maintenance. I know for me, I'm not going to host someone's site unless I'm maintaining it for them. And I know the same with Aspen Grove Studios. It just doesn't make sense for them to be on my hosting if I'm not the one that, you know, making sure that their website is backed up correctly and have proper security and so forth. But yeah, hosting is a really low-hanging fruit, especially for the small business where they don't know anything about websites. They're coming to you for your expertise. Well, yeah, build them a website and host it for them.
Yeah, and these two things aren't going to be the light the world on fire, get you rich, and help you to retire in the short term, because these aren't really super expensive things. You know, these are things that small businesses even can afford and that they should be doing. However, as your web design business grows over time, it's exponential. So if you're getting a, you know, client paying you $1,000 annually, even though that's not a lot of money, you know, in the big scheme of things for your entire year's worth of revenue, over time, if you have a 5-year plan, and let's just say you get 10 clients a year on a maintenance and hosting package that's generating $1,000, you know, dollars a year in revenue, well, after 5 years, you've got 50 clients at $1,000. Well, all of a sudden, you're starting the year off with $50,000. So it will and can add up. Obviously, there's going to be attrition. There's probably going to be. But if you're, you know, your net's probably going to be pretty good over the long haul. So stick with it. It's something that we definitely think you can do. The other types of money-making opportunities to upsell your clients have to do with marketing and stuff. And the first one on the list is, you know, number 3 is content marketing, inbound marketing strategies. You know, if you're not advising your clients to be blogging or adding content to their website that's relevant in their industry, then you need to really be doing this. I was going to say something not nice, like, well, then you don't need to be in the web design game because you're missing the whole boat. Right, Tim?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, it's very true, because You know, a lot of web designers will just do what their clients ask them to, which is build them a website. But if you kind of take a step back and look at what the goals are for the website, which in most cases is to grow their business, whether that's through selling products, getting leads to sell services to, et cetera, well, you need to help your clients achieve that goal through the website. And so you can't do that unless you're getting traffic, content marketing, inbound marketing. And that brings us to the next one. Social media marketing is another great tool to upsell to them that's going to help them achieve their goals.
Yeah, that's number four, right, Tim?
Yeah. And social media marketing, I've never sold social media marketing as a service. It's just not my thing, really. I'd rather refer out to someone that specializes in that. But if that's something you're interested in, you can absolutely make that a service that you upsell to, because a lot of clients, anything to do with the web, that's just not their thing. And they want to trust you to do what you're good at so that they can focus on doing what they're good at. And social media can definitely be one of those things.
Great points. Yeah, social media is definitely, in 2017, you need to have some type of, you know, social media presence and do some type of social proof, so to speak. That's the buzzword for 2017. Yeah. You got to have social proof. So it is important, you know, tying all back to your website, content marketing, inbound marketing, and social media marketing, all very important aspects. Two extra things that you can add. And last on our list, but not least, is paid ads. You can do Facebook ads, Instagram ads, Twitter ads, any type of social ads. You can also do Google ads, paid AdWords. So if you're not sure how to do that, you probably need to hire out, you know, sub that aspect out to someone who is knowledgeable, because, you know, at the end of the day, you need to have returns on those. You know, there needs to be a pretty decent ROI if the customer client is going to continue to pay for those services. So if this is something that's not your bailiwick, but you want to offer it, either hire someone in-house that is a specialist in that, or outsource it to another company and, you know, turn it into something that you can offer your clients as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and those are some great points. One thing I'd like to add, just kind of in general, is if you look at, I've heard this analogy used before in this space. If you look at McDonald's, for example, you could really use any fast food restaurant, but I'll use McDonald's. You know, they bring people in, the people come in for the burgers, right? The burgers that's the meat of the meal, literally. And that is what McDonald's has the lowest margins on. But once you order that burger, they're going to upsell you the fries and the drink. Well, the fries and the drink are less money, but the margins that they make on that is just ridiculous. Like the soda and the soft drinks and the French fries, they make a ridiculous amount of profit margin on them compared to the burgers, where there's not that much margin. And so you can kind of think of that similar to in your web design business. Well, the building the website, that's the most time intensive. A lot of planning goes into it, you know, building something custom. But those other things like hosting, especially, and maintenance and service agreements, those can be your French fries and your sodas that you upsell. And, you know, you make decent money on. It's not going to cost as much as a website, but your margins for how much time you have to invest is a lot less. The content marketing and social media, there's definitely more time, but still, comparatively to a web design, it's definitely less.
Fantastic points, Tim. I couldn't. Those were really good. So, I think that's it for me today. You got anything else?
No, that's it. Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Well, thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Don't forget to head on over to our website, wpthepodcast.com. Check out episode 59, 5 additional services you can upsell to your clients. And remember to subscribe, like, and review our podcast on the platform that you listen to us to. That's how people find us. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.